There's one big issue with Barclays. It's in two bits. One's a bank. I can sort of understand that bit. Barclays Capital, I don't understand that bit at all. So on that basis, be careful. The ones I really do like, actually, more like HSBC. The clue's in the name. Hong Kong and Shanghai. Generally, more things happen out east. It's not Hong Kong, Shanghai and Birmingham. And the other one, of course, is Standard and Chartered. Also similar, out east again. So go with the growth. It's not go west, young man. Go east.
Can't ask for more, Justin. Thank you very much.
And if you'd like a full explanation of your options, if you are a Lloyds shareholder, and also a view on the relative merits of the other bank shares that have just been mentioned, look out for Steve's article in FT Money with the weekend's FT and on our website, ft.com/money. And finally today, inheritance tax and estate planning. To whom would you turn for advice that you can trust? Well, according to research from Standard Life, most people still make a solicitor their first port of call. But over the last 12 months, there has been a significant increase in the number of people turning to their bank managers, nearly half of the 1,000 people that Standard Life asked. Alice, given what's happened to banks' reputations, and we've just been talking about that, are you surprised that people are seeing bank managers as a good and trustworthy source of estate planning advice?
Well, on the face of it, it does seem surprising. But when you look at what the banks have been doing this year to, in their words, rebuild trust, and perhaps in my words, desperately try and get some much-needed cash through the doors, it's not that surprising. I'm hearing all the time that people are getting way more calls from their bank managers than they ever used to do, just saying, unsolicited calls, just saying, can we offer you any advice in your affairs generally? And they've really ramped that up this year. And so I think it's a question of awareness on the part of customers of banks that banks can offer these types of services, rather than necessarily a vote of confidence in the customers that banks are the best.